The war on terror, if you will, which I continue to call it, the war against jihadis, has shown a propensity to metastasize from one stage to another and to get worse. So when you're fighting an idea, and we are fighting an idea, that idea hasn't played itself out yet. War has its own logic, and one must assume, the United States must assume, that there will be other groups that will succeed ISIS that will be equally vile and equally desirous of striking the United States and its allies. So the United States has to keep up its internal defenses, defenses against the homeland. But the best defense is, of course, to strike at the enemy where they exist. And that's the job for the United States intelligence and for the military. And I don't see that ending for a while.
What do you think you've learned during your career that you think would be most beneficial in today's evolving terrorism situation?
He who defends everything defends nothing, Frederick the Great said, right? The United States cannot play defense, whether it's in the intelligence arena, the counterterrorism arena. Playing defense, we will never have a perfect record. Our job is to protect the American people, whether it's from counterintelligence threats or terrorist threats. So the best response we can have is to stay on offensive. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean wage war all over the world, but it means be selective about where we're going to strike the enemy, identify where the enemy is, and strike them. Frankly, to those that will kill Americans, be merciless about it.
Retired CIA officer Mark Kelton. You can hear it again at WTOP.com. Search National Security. JJ Green, WTOP News.